707 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Tuesday, 1 week out from runoffs in the primaries here in Alabama. By the way, we'll talk more with the candidates as you get to know the candidates between now and Tuesday. On this show, I got, on Friday, Alabama Attorney General Steve Marshall joining us again. He's going to be on with us on the morning show. I know David Northcutt will be on with us in the midday show today in the noon hour, and many more names to visit us in the next week. So get ready. And remember, if you miss one of the interviews with the candidates, lucky for you, we got the podcast. We're chock full of podcasts, and you can go find the certain hour of the show, whether it be this show or the midday show or anywhere else those interviews were done, and grab them from the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. All right, time to check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And let me add, we also have the Facebook Live video as well.
Yeah, let's talk about one of the hottest Facebook Live videos that has been posted to fmtalk1065.com's Facebook page in a long, long time. And that is featuring the story that is ripping Washington apart, the story that's ripping Montgomery. Okay, really, it's a story about an amphibian and a toad that was in our lobby yesterday. And
tuning in.
Yeah, the legend of Toady Cakes.
Toady Cakes is what he's been named.
Y'all can go look at the toad.
You know, it's so funny. As someone on Facebook, because there were lots of comments, they were saying, hey, you know, basically, you guys have so much fun at work. We do. But this was after the show. We noticed a couple of extra pair of eyeballs watching us.
Yeah, the toad had come. We have a glass front studio, kind of like you would see with like a Today Show or something, except that's the only thing that's similar, that we had the glass. and the toad had made its way through, I don't know, 3 to 8, more than that, maybe 8 yards of lobby to get from the automatic doors at the front here through the lobby and up to the glass of our studio where he was perched and listening to the show.
And you know how I feel. I'm all about it with the glass separating us. And I started watching him. He watched me. I started recording.
Y'all built a rapport.
We did. And so then we all started kind of keeping our eye on him. We went out into the lobby. He was hopping around. Mm-hmm. Dalton jumped in on the fun. Sean, you came in and had a little chit-chat with him. And then you picked him up.
Yeah.
He was very cute.
Picked him up and put him back outside where he needs to be.
Yeah, he's legendary, though.
That's where he does his thing. That's where the toads, they do good in the flower beds more than the lobby.
More than 1,000 views. So, Toady Cakes, as Dalton said, hopefully he doesn't let the fame go to his head. There is one, if you happen to jump online, there's one portion of the video where he sticks his leg out. He may not want to do that when people are talking about recipes.
he was doing the wooden leg dance.
Yeah, he threw out a leg. So yes. A lot of fun. That's what we do. We do news, we do sports, we do politics, but we also know how to have some fun.
Do amphibians, yes.
And then there's that.
Yeah.
All right, great news. In case you missed it, all 12 boys and their coach rescued from a Thai cave. That is the headline for APnews.com. Great news to wake up to. As of 6:55 p.m. their time, Thailand's Navy SEALs say that all 12 boys and their soccer coach have been rescued from a flooded cave in far northern Thailand, ending an ordeal that lasted more than 2 weeks. They say the 4 boys and coach who were rescued today, they, of course, joined the other rescues, which happened over the last 48 hours. Navy SEALs say that they were awaiting the medic and 3 more Navy SEALs who stayed with the young men to come out of that cave. Because you know what? I didn't think about it until this morning. They had helpers in there that were with them the entire time.
Right.
Once they were discovered. So you think about their families worried about their safety, too. And we know that one diver did succumb, from what happened, from a loss of oxygen inside of the cave. And he was a very experienced diver. So great to wrap that story up, indeed. Let's bring it closer to home for a really quick headline. And we're talking about this one because, of course, you'd be startled if someone broke into your home. But what would you do if the person was trying on your clothing? Yeah.
I would say I used to fit in that. I could fit in those pants, too. Yeah. Right.
Mobile police arrested 44-year-old Abigail Hodges early Sunday morning in Midtown after she broke into a home on Westwood Street. The homeowner says that she found Hodges wearing her clothes when she returned home. And this was not her first brush with the law involving fashion. 2 years ago, Hodges was arrested after stealing a woman's handbag, according to court records. She was charged with theft second degree. She is now charged with burglary. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
You know, everybody just said it. Ew.
Pretty much.
Yeah, the one that would bother you is that somebody snuck into your homes, tried on your clothes, put them back up, and then didn't tell you, and then a couple weeks later sent you an anonymous picture of them in your closet.
Stop.
Posted up in your...
Why are you doing that? That's
just offering thoughts.
You know what? I worked at a women's clothing store, and
yeah.
I've never been the same since. Some of the stories that have come out of there. Wow.
We got to go to break, and I got to hear about these. heads up here, folks. I've talked about this. Interest rates are going up, if you haven't noticed, and they're going up all across the board. And your credit card, well, it's not going to be immune from that. I got a way for you to save some money month to month. Lower your interest rate on your credit card debt with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Lightstream.com rewards consumers who have good credit. Those of y'all that got the good credit, you get a great interest rate and no fees. Get a credit card consolidation loan from 5.89% APR with auto pay. Get loans from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can get the money as soon as today. And y'all can get an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way for you to get the discount, though, is to go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. That's my last name. Go to lightstream.com/Sullivan. Subject to credit approval, rate includes a 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for more information. All right, 714 FM Talk 106.5 News 5 coming up next.
Business people want to stay in the loop of things when it comes to permits, deeds, bankruptcies, and which companies have purchased business licenses. That's why so many subscribe to the Mobile Record. If this public information is of interest to you, at the click of a mouse on a one-stop site, you should sign up today. To learn more about the Mobile Record and the services it offers, visit our website, themobilerecord.com, or email us at publicrecords@themobilerecord.com. If you're not subscribing, chances are your competition is.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost two decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the Criminal Defense Bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council could vote today on a request from the University of South Alabama for $10 million to help fund an on-campus stadium. Mayor Sandy Stimson supports the proposal along with a plan to tear down Ladd People's Stadium to cut city upkeep costs. South has also asked the county for $10 million, but the Mobile County Commission is considering a lesser amount. A man from Northwest Florida is in jail charged with passing forged checks and fleeing from police with a child in the car. Escambia deputies say Lucas Williams passed forged and altered checks at different locations in the Pensacola area dating back to 2015. He managed to elude deputies in two chases last year, including one with an 8-year-old child in the car. He faces 14 charges, including fraud, forgery, and larceny. Authorities in Baldwin County are advising residents to be on guard against rabid animals. There have now been 6 people bitten by foxes in Baldwin County since the end of May.
Seems like if it gets started in a certain area, it can spread.
Police also say the recent outbreak is unusual. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News.
The BP oil spill affected all of us, devastating the Gulf Coast, damaging our lives. But after we fought so hard to force BP to pay the bill for the damage they caused, some politicians tried to take the money for themselves. Politicians like Will Ainsworth. Ainsworth helped lead a group of North Alabama lawmakers to take money from the Gulf Coast and send it to North Alabama. Ainsworth told the media he voted along the lines of other North Alabama members to try to bring more of the money back home. He said, "I would rather that money have gone to North Alabama." Now, Will Ainsworth wants to be our lieutenant governor, the same man who tried to take money from the Gulf Coast when we needed it the most. The same Will Ainsworth who would have sold out Mobile and Baldwin counties if he could. We said no to Will Ainsworth once. On July 17th, tell Will Ainsworth no one more time.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
It's time for the 85th Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo, the largest fishing tournament in the world. Hey, it kicks off with the Mossy Oak Liars Contest on Thursday, July 19th on Dolphin Island. Fishing begins at 5 Friday morning, July 20th, with the Molly Ringwalds playing that night. Hey, the rodeo site and all the musical acts are free to spectators for the weekend, and the total awards package this year valued at $500,000 in cash and prizes, with 30 categories and 4 jackpots, including Crane Works Red Snapper Jackpot. For tickets and more information, visit ADSFR.com.
Good morning, 718 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Mobile Bay Bears hit 4 home runs on Monday night in an 8-2 win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jose Rojas hit 2 of those home runs, one in the second inning and one in the fourth inning. After Rojas' second home run in the fourth, Brandon Sandoval and Riley Unroe became the first Bay Bears this season to hit back-to-back homers. Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound for Mobile after he pitched 5 scoreless innings to start the game. Tonight, Pensacola once again hosts the Bay Bears. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m. Alabama linebacker Vandarius Cowan was dismissed from the football team on Monday. In a statement released by the school, head coach Nick Saban attributed Cowan's dismissal to a violation of team rules. The rising sophomore was recently charged with misdemeanor assault following a fight at High Tide Bar in Tuscaloosa on June the 23rd. Cowan played in 7 games and made 2 tackles his freshman season. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals for the 16th time in his career in a straight sets win over Adrian Mannarino.
After an hour 45, Federer with 3 match points.
Game, 7 match points.
And still unbroken at these championships, ready for the quarterfinals.
2-time champ Rafael Nadal also advanced after defeating Jiří Veselý on Monday. Novak Djokovic moves into the next round, as well as American John Isner. In the women's singles tournament, 7-time champion Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals.
I have a long way to go. I'm just only in the quarterfinals. And then, you know, it's not about wrapping up a win. It's not at all. You know, I have a long way to go. It's like all the other women that are still in the draw.
The only remaining top 10 seed, Carolina Pliskova, is out after losing to Kiki Bertens. 11 seed Angelique Kerber is the highest seeded player remaining in the quarterfinals after defeating Belinda Bencic to advance. In the NBA, LeBron James is officially a Los Angeles Laker. On Monday, James signed a 4-year contract for $153 million. Lakers president of basketball operations and a former point guard himself, Magic Johnson, released a statement saying the signing of LeBron is, quote, a huge step closer to returning the Lakers to the playoffs and to the NBA Finals. 720 now on FM Talk 106.5, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
I'm Brandi Hambright, candidate for Mobile County Circuit Court Judge. I believe people want honesty and transparency in the courtroom. Citizens want to be heard and to know their judges are working for them. On July 17th, a vote for me will put honest, conservative values on the bench. I have nearly 2 decades of courtroom experience. I respect the law, and I am not afraid to be tough. Remember, vote Brandi Hambright on July 17th to keep our court conservative. Paid for by the committee to elect Brandi Hambright Circuit Court. P.O. Box 1901, Mobile, Alabama 36633.
I'm Dr. Brian Heller with Southern Cancer Center. I'm often asked how I got into the field of oncology. In medical school, I wasn't sure what kind of doctor I wanted to be until that first day on a rotation in the cancer ward. I met a young girl with leukemia who had a huge impact on me. After that, I met another cancer patient and then another. I had never before experienced interacting with patients on such a deep level. That's when I knew I wanted to take care of patients with cancer. At Southern Cancer Center, I also want to take care of you. I want to navigate you from patient to survivor.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When it comes to keeping our families safe, Experience matters. And there's only one candidate for district court judge with the right experience for the job. Spiro Charagatis, a former Mobile County prosecutor. Spiro has a proven record of fighting crime. And that's why he's supported by local law enforcement, District Attorney Ashley Rich, and the retiring district court judge. On July 17th, remember Spiro Charagatis. Hard name. Harder on crime.
Paid for by the Committee to Elect Spiro. P.O. Box 1964, Mobile, Alabama, 36633.
Good morning for the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. We've had a good ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. Also, some traffic from the 65 split out towards 90 and Rangeline. Haven't had many delays yet. The few accidents we've had in the clearing stages, including Airport at Dawes and Government and McVay. Whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery for your boats at 888-BE-TOWED. And you can see them at Vincent Sons. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hi, I'm Chad Summerlin, group leader of Bama Cary. Police Chief Shane Stringer and House District 102 candidate has our support. As a veteran law enforcement officer, Chief Stringer has always supported the Second Amendment. We have joined Sheriff Sam Cochran and Public Safety Director Jimmy Barber and others in supporting Chief Stringer, the first to propose arming training teachers to protect our children. Tough on crime, a reputation for getting the job done. On Tuesday, July 17th, vote Shane Stringer.
Paid for by Shane Stringer for HD 102, Post Office Box 92, Citronelle, Alabama, 36522.
723 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. Sean, Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly with headlines.
Thank you very much. Good morning, everyone. If you've ever been charged with DUI and you're even thinking of drinking and driving again, a device designed to keep everyone else safe, plus you, will now be installed on your vehicle.
This is the one that puts a foot in your backside, right?
That's a very nice way of saying
it's
it.
It's like one of those robotic legs from the old Herbie Hancock rocket video right, and just go boom.
That's not a bad idea. Make an ejection seat when you blow too far.
It just shoots you right out the roof, James Bond style. No, I like it.
But it seems like those who are drinking, they end up being safe. It's the innocent people who are just trying to mind their business.
Ask the ER docs. That's what they tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
That's what they tell you.
Well, so this starts today. Alabama residents facing a second DUI will now have to install an ignition interlock device on your vehicle. Senator Jim McClendon of Springville, he sponsored this bill. According to the Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, the ignition interlock device disables the vehicle if alcohol is detected on the driver's breath. So the first offense, the driver will have the voluntary election, they say, of the ignition interlock if the blood alcohol content is less than 0.15%. Anything higher results in the mandatory installation of the ignition interlock. And then if you have more offenses, the ignition interlock is mandatory for anything over 0.08%. So the installation of the interlock technology is coming after you complete a period of driver's license revocation. And if the offenses continue to pile up, the number of days without your driver's license, that increases. Any violation of the mandated ignition interlock extends the duration of the interlock by 6 months.
I suggest it extends it by years.
You know. Here's another one. And violations, because you're probably wondering, how does this work? If you are caught in violation, they say breath samples at or above a minimum blood alcohol content of 0.02 recorded more than 4 times a month, tampering, circumventing, or bypassing the ignition interlock device, and failure to comply with the servicing or calibration requirement, which occurs every 30 days. Those are considered violations. I just say, just take their license. I'm sorry.
Right.
Because our families are out there. We're just trying to mind our business, get to where we're trying to go. So just be mindful of that. That goes into effect today, beginning like right now. So put that drink down. And real quickly, news out of Pritchard this morning. Speaking of a routine traffic stop, it was supposed to be routine, but it ended with a suspect behind bars and a dog shot. Police officers trying to question a driver of a vehicle. That suspect then took off. Eventually, he was captured and arrested. And while they were trying to place the suspect under arrest, Pritchard police say that they were attacked by a dog. One of the officers shot the dog to prevent the dog from attacking them any further. Good news, the dog survived. We don't know the breed nor the condition at this hour, but we do know the dog is with animal control right now. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, thank you, Kelly. 726 FM Talk 106.5. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what kind of dog it was before. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of us may say it's a good thing. Some of us may think it's a bad thing that, you know, the dog goes after the officer. Officer has to do their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
everybody did what they were supposed to do.
That's right.
Think about it.
Yeah, it depends on, you know, that may be the dog's job as well, but right. Everybody's doing their job. By the way, too, you may have heard at the top of the hour news, the shock that went through this studio was non-existent. We heard that IHOP is, it was IHOB. Mm. Remember, we went through that whole Kabuki Theater, and now it's back to IHOP. IHOP had changed their name, remember, to the International House of Hamburgers or mm-hmm. Burgers, yeah. Or whatever.
Burgers.
Yeah, that obviously didn't work, so now they're back to pancakes. So that was fun.
They're trying to play it off like it was just a big marketing
scheme. So it turns out it stood for International House of Bull of... yes.
And now they're... So now you can sleep easy tonight. And coming up later this hour, a new game show getting ready to hit the screens in the United States. And really? This is something I've mentioned in the past. I think the next big financial bubble to come, it's not like I'm out like any big leader on this. I mean, other people have said it. I've been saying it for years, is student loans, mm-hmm. student loan debt. Mm-hmm. And a new game show is working on that. The game show is called Paid Off. It doesn't offer any prizes, but it will reward winners by paying off their student debt.
That's a prize.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
So they're competing to have their student debt paid off.
So their parents are signing them up right
That's
now?
That's right. Parents all over the country signing their kids up for this game
Wake
show.
Wake up. Yeah, wake up right now.
Hopefully that brings...
Get off the couch and go on the game show.
There's already a spotlight on it, but hopefully that brings more of a spotlight on how many people have huge student loans.
Absolutely. Well, we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Also on the way, staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams has our forecast. We will talk about the tropics as well as he's watching Hurricane Chris out in the Atlantic and what's going on in our neck of the woods. We'll find out coming up in just a couple minutes. Be right back. Mobile Mornings FM Talk 106.5.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council is expected to authorize a contract to design a new rail station. The Southern Rail Commission awarded a $233,000 grant last year to pay for the project. The proposed site is downtown at Government and Water Streets. The station will make it easier for visitors to get to places like the Cruise Terminal, Cooper Riverside Park, and the Convention Center. A couple in Northwest Florida is accused of child abuse that includes strangling, starving, and forcing a child to play Russian roulette. Milton police have arrested Jacqueline Hayes. She remains in the Santa Rosa County Jail, but police are still looking for a second suspect, 43-year-old Daryl Pitts. A man from Mobile is now in Metro Jail, indicted for the murder of his girlfriend. Peter Gales is charged with the murder of Shanice Sumter. Her body was found in her car behind an abandoned home on Bay Road in May of last year. Investigators say Gales and Sumter got into an argument and he accidentally shot her. Gales was indicted back in March. He was arrested just yesterday. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, coverage you can count on.
Celebrate your independence during the month of July with a Liberty Safe during Mike Ward's Scratch and Dent Truckload Sale, now going on. Save hundreds on slightly blemished Liberty Safes with a lifetime replaceable warranty and a fire or attempted break-in. Best of all, have your Liberty Safe delivered up to 50 miles ground floor at no extra charge. Financing for 12 months at 0% interest is available with approved credit. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe at exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt and Mobile. Call 471-1137. We'll be right back.
They're all out now. The 12 boys and their soccer coach have been rescued from that flooded cave in Thailand.
Pulled out a distance of 2.5 miles from where they have been trapped for more than 2 weeks.
Correspondent Ivan Watson reports the SEALs now say they're waiting for the medic and three Navy SEALs who had stayed with the boys to emerge from the cave. Well, now that President Trump has nominated Brett Kavanaugh to fill retiring Justice Anthony Kennedy's seat on the Supreme Court, the president is headed to meetings with world leaders.
So I have NATO, I have the UK, which is in somewhat turmoil, and I have Putin. Frankly, Putin may be the easiest of them all. Who would think? Who would think?
Trump heads to his meeting with NATO allies in a combative mood, saying the European Union has taken advantage of the U.S. and criticizing NATO nations for failing to spend enough on their defense budgets. I'm Evan Haining.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. A settlement has been reached between Colgate-Palmolive and a Southern California man who claims in a lawsuit he developed cancer by using the company's talc-based baby powder. No terms were divulged in the deal announced yesterday as the two sides prepared to go to trial. The plaintiff had claimed his lung cancer was caused by inhaling asbestos fibers present in baby powder made by one of Colgate-Palmolive's predecessor firms, Menon. Billionaire businessman David Tepper has completed his purchase of the Carolina Panthers for $2.3 billion, the most ever paid for a North American sports franchise. The Panthers also announced the resignation of Tina Becker as the team's chief operating officer now that the transition is complete after former owner Jerry Richardson sold the team. And Becker was promoted to the job in December after Richardson announced he was selling the team in the wake of an NFL-led investigation into allegations of workplace misconduct against him. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is NHRA Funny Car Driver Courtney Force. Time to head to Advance Auto Parts for low prices and tons of free services. We offer free battery, starter, and alternator testing and free battery installation with purchase. Plus, Speed Perks members earn up to $20 in rewards. Don't miss out. Visit an Advance or participating CarQuest Auto Parts store near you today. Advance Auto Parts. Let's get you back on the road.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 735 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And blue skies out there now, but that's just morning time. What about this afternoon? We waiting for more thunderstorms?
Yeah, this is the type of weather we normally expect in the month of July. Nice warm temperatures getting on up to around 90, 92 degrees. In fact, the normal high right now is 91 degrees. So that's about what we'll see this afternoon, and then some scattered thunderstorms will develop, and that'll carry us through the afternoon with occasional showers and thunderstorms, and then during the evening they'll taper off, and we'll cool down to about 75 degrees tonight, and then tomorrow we do this all over again with thunderstorms in the afternoon and high temperatures in the lower 90s, and this is going to be the situation for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Afternoon thunderstorms, temperatures in the low 90s. The best time for outside activities will be through the morning hours, and that includes the weekend. So this is what we expect here along the Gulf Coast for the month of July.
And speaking of summertime and things we expect to be talking about the tropics. Dr. Bill, what are you watching?
Yeah, Chris is still just off the coast of North Carolina. All the effects really are out over the water, although there's some rough surf there along the coast of North Carolina. Chris will be at least a minimal hurricane as it heads out to sea. I expect that to occur over the next 24 to 36 hours. And the only land area that it could impact will be Newfoundland, of all places, on the east coast of Canada, and that will be several days away. Chris, for the most part, will follow the Gulf Stream, the warm waters, and then eventually, as it heads on up to Newfoundland, it'll start to dissipate. We're also looking at the remnants of Beryl, which was a small storm that formed in the Atlantic. It is now those thunderstorms that it's all that's left of it is now over Puerto Rico, and will then move into the Bahamas tomorrow and the next couple of days. There's a slight chance that it could redevelop. If it does, it'll be most likely in the area where Chris is currently located, off North Carolina. And then that storm will also recurve and go out into the Atlantic. Elsewhere looks good across the Gulf of Mexico, the Caribbean, and the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams checking in right here on Mobile Mornings. Remember, check in with the website, fmtalk1065.com. You go there, of course, and get podcasts of all the different shows here that run during the week, all the live local product that we put up. It's shared right there on our podcast page. You can go get a onesie, twosie a la carte there, but you can also subscribe.
Yeah, go ahead and get that subscription, and there's multiple ways that you can subscribe to the FM Talk 1065 podcasts. Of course, on Stitcher and iTunes, but also now on Spotify. If you stream music on Spotify, you can also subscribe to the FM Talk 1065 podcasts there. And you probably already stream us live on TuneIn Radio. Now you can get the podcasts through that same TuneIn app.
All right. And when you're on the front page of FM Talk 1065, of course, check out three big things, stories you need to know about this morning. Of course, the big one from last night.
It is my honor and privilege to announce that I will nominate Judge Brett Kavanaugh to the United States Supreme Court.
We'll get more on that coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Quinn Hillier joins us with a bio on Brett Kavanaugh. We'll talk more about that. Also, Alabama Republicans praising the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. That story up on our website, as well as a story Kelly's been keeping us up to date with throughout the morning. The Thai Navy SEALs say all 12 boys and their coach, that soccer team, rescued from that cave in Thailand. More on the front page of FMTalk1065.com.
Paid for by friends of Chris Elliott, 8320 Spanish Fort Boulevard, Spanish Fort, 36527.
Why does Dr. David Northcutt keep spreading lies about Chris Elliott? What does Dr. Northcutt have to hide? Several years ago, Dr. Northcutt was caught dispensing narcotics without a license. He pled guilty and was punished with probation. A few years later, the state of Alabama again charged Northcutt with 10 counts of providing false, fraudulent, misleading, and deceptive communications. And again, they found him guilty, and he paid thousands in fines. Today, Northcutt is facing another set of complaints, federal complaints, about his misuse of patients' private information. Who'd have thought a politician who's been found guilty of providing fraudulent communications? No wonder you can't trust David Northcutt to tell the truth. Get the facts at GuiltyDoctor.com.
Attorney General Steve Marshall is fighting alongside President Trump. A Christian conservative, Steve Marshall will uphold our values. Steve Marshall is pro-life and protected a pregnancy center's right to free speech. A defender of gun rights, Steve Marshall is endorsed by the NRA. And Steve Marshall fought to stop sanctuary cities and end illegal immigration. Here's Steve Marshall and President Trump, our conservative fighters.
I'm a Christian conservative driven by my faith.
May God bless our glorious nation.
I'm pro-life and will protect the unborn.
Every child is a precious gift from God.
I will always defend our gun rights.
I will protect our Second Amendment.
I will crack down on sanctuary cities.
We will end the sanctuary cities.
Republican Steve Marshall, pro-Trump, fighting for Alabama.
Paid for by Steve Marshall for Alabama, Inc. P.O. Box 3537, Montgomery, Alabama, 36109.
My friend Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape back in the studio, and you're always keeping abreast of what's brand new, and you're offering it to us right here in Mobile and Baldwin County's liquid aeration. Tell me about this.
We're using a couple of different products, liquid aeration and liquid organics, and we've been experimenting with it for a few years, some of it on your yard, some of it on mine.
Yep.
It's just some products that we're really happy with the results. We really think it's going to be beneficial to your lawn and most lawns around here. And liquid aeration simply just clumps fine soil particles together, creating microchannels for water, air, and roots to work within. It also creates little pockets for beneficial bacteria to populate. And then we throw in liquid organics, and it's like beneficial bacteria, like you would eat yogurt. It essentially is that for your soil.
So you're making healthier soil to make healthier grass.
Yeah, building better grass from the ground up.
That's what they do at Sexton Lawn and Landscape. So somebody wants to get this done at their place, how do they get in touch with you?
Find us online, sextonlandscapes.com. We're all over social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, or just give us a call, 626-3309.
This is Derek Williams. I know both candidates running for district court judge better than most anyone, and to me, the choice is clear. George Zogby has quadrupled the experience, almost 26 years as a lawyer. George Zogby is the only candidate with a real plan to remove the repeat offenders off of our streets. That's why I'm asking everyone to take time out of their busy schedule to vote for George Zogby for district court judge on Tuesday, July 17th.
I'm George Zogby. I approve this message, and I'm asking for your vote.
All right, 742 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings, and at least one third of the show doing calisthenics here to the bump music in and out of the segments. I like that.
Well, you know,
chair
music
dancing.
Chair
dancing. Chair dancing. Chair dancing is when you're like sitting, you're backside in a chair, but you're dancing around, right?
You know what? You played some great music during the break.
That's right.
Not just the bump music, but can you give them a little snippet of what you're listening to? See,
there's a
who would move to that?
It's just a little something that may have something
tease
to do with a story we have coming up. So should I say time for headlines?
Yes,
here's
please.
Kelly Finley.
Thank you very much, Sean and Dalton. Good morning. You talked about how we've been giving updates as to what has happened overseas with these young men, the soccer team and the coach. President Donald Trump just tweeted out 3 minutes ago, on behalf of the United States, congratulations to the Thai Navy SEALs and all on the successful rescue of the 12 boys and their coach from the treacherous cave in Thailand. Such a beautiful moment. All freed. Great job. That's your latest update on that situation. So happy
good
to hear that they're nice and safe. Okay, here's a new headline for you. Now that the 4th of July holiday weekend has wrapped up, we have the stats, courtesy of the Alabama State Troopers, as to how many fatalities they had to work. 18 during the period of Friday, June 29th and July 8th.
Wow.
18. In addition to those 18 traffic deaths, the state's Marine Patrol Division also had to work 2 deaths on our waterway. So those 18 traffic fatalities, they happened in Bullock, Cullman, Franklin, Geneva, Jefferson, Limestone, Lowndes, Marengo, Marion, Marshall, Mobile, St. Clair, Talladega, and Walker counties. Those numbers do not include traffic deaths worked by other law enforcement agencies throughout the state, though. So in all, those killed were 6 drivers, 3 passengers, 3 pedestrians, 5 motorcyclists, and 1 motorcycle passenger. 5 of them were wearing seatbelts, 4 were not wearing seatbelts. And when it comes to 9 of the deaths, which were the motorcyclists and pedestrians, obviously seatbelts were not an issue. The 2 boating fatalities happened July 4th in Hale County after 2 boats collided about 4 miles south of the Moundville boat landing. Neither person was wearing a life vest. Those are some numbers coming out of our recent 4th of July holiday weekend. So in what should have been a simple traffic stop, this is Sean's story this morning, it turned into a police pursuit and drug and paraphernalia being recovered and 2 people arrested in the early morning hours of Monday morning. This is our Wild West story.
Yeah, you don't say.
23-year-old Paul Bingham and 30-year-old Jessica Crane, both arrested. After Mobile police, they tried to pull them over for not having a license tag light. Well, the pair failed to stop, which prompted the pursuit. Duo was finally arrested just after 2:30 a.m. on a West I-65 service road.
What we call the Wild, Wild West I-65 service road that's right here by our studios.
Mm-hmm.
There's a break point somewhere as you go south where it gets a little bit better, but from airport south down the West I-65 service road, which is right here where our studios are, there's a If you're looking at a GIS map of shenanigans and crime, it would be like whatever the deep purple or whatever the color would be for the highest. There's more shenanigan. There's more goings on around here.
Shenanigans Alley.
Yes. And so, yeah, we call this the Wild Wild West Service Road.
Yeah, so as for the pair, they're both now in the Mobile County Jail, and they now have their own theme song, which we've been playing.
That's right.
Oh, the old school one.
Yeah, so I'm old.
Not the big Willie style one.
No, we might play that next hour.
Loves Will Smith.
Oh, yeah.
When he's a little guy. When he's a little dog.
Well, still do.
I'm old enough that it was cool Mo D back in my day, but all right. Well, so we'll
cheer calisthenics.
That's right. Keep it going, and we'll load up and amble on out into the street here in the Wild Wild West and try to keep it going.
Lie down now.
All right, coming right back. More Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Got together, they vowed that no one would ever come in our block and terrorize us. The gangs that used to do it, now they idolize us. Guns, we don't like to use them unless our enemies choose them. We prefer fight you all like a man and beat you down with our hands and body slam you at the Wild Wild West.
Paid by a committee to elect David Northcutt, P.O. Box 515, Montrose, Alabama, 36559.
Chris Elliott must think voters of Baldwin County are stupid. He's lying to the voters about David Northcutt. Facts speak for themselves. Fact. Chris Elliott is a tax raiser. He supported and campaigned for Build Baldwin Now, the tax increase voters of Baldwin County rejected. And now he's taking taxpayer-funded trips to Washington, D.C. as a political stunt. Fact. Chris Elliott is in the pocket of Montgomery's special interest. Elliott has received over $350,000 from liberal special interest who support Common Core, weakening gun rights, and especially raising the gas tax, because Elliott has agreed to raise your taxes. Fact. Chris Elliott was arrested for DUI. He stated he was going to own his punishment. He had his attorney in court say that he was too important to lose his driver's license because he was a politician. Come on, Chris. The voters aren't buying your deceit. We have a clear choice on July 17th. Vote for lying career politician Chris Elliott or the true conservative David Northcutt.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. The Mobile City Council could vote today on a request from the University of South Alabama for $10 million to help fund an on-campus stadium. Mayor Sandy Stimson supports the proposal along with a plan to tear down Ladd People's Stadium to cut city upkeep costs. South has also asked the county for $10 million, but the Mobile County Commission is considering a lesser amount. A man from Northwest Florida is in jail charged with passing forged checks and fleeing from police with a child in the car. Escambia deputies say Lucas Williams passed forged and altered checks at different locations in the Pensacola area dating back to 2015. He managed to elude deputies in two chases last year, including one with an 8-year-old child in the car. He faces 14 charges, including fraud, forgery, and larceny. Authorities in Baldwin County are advising residents to be on guard against rabid animals. There have now been 6 people bitten by foxes in Baldwin County since the end of May.
Seems like if it gets started in a certain area, it can spread.
Police also say the recent outbreak is unusual. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
A con artist. That's what Will Ainsworth called Donald Trump. Ainsworth claims he'll stand up for our values, but he worked to defeat President Trump in 2016. Said Trump was, quote, not a conservative, and that his ridiculous act has gone far enough. There's more. State Representative Ainsworth claims he's a political outsider, but he voted on bills that benefited his own family's businesses. He controlled a Montgomery special interest group, funneled more than $120,000 in campaign cash to PACs and political candidates, including thousands to liberal Democrats. The truth is, Will Ainsworth isn't who he says he is. He's a Montgomery insider who tells you he's not, a self-proclaimed conservative who's run down Donald Trump. And now he wants to be your lieutenant governor. The real con artist, it's not President Trump, it's Will Ainsworth.
Paid for by Twinkle for Alabama, Post Office Box 240367, Montgomery, Alabama 36124.
Good morning, 10 minutes till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Mobile Bay Bears hit 4 home runs Monday night in an 8-2 win over the Pensacola Blue Wahoos. Jose Rojas hit 2 of those home runs, one in the second inning and one in the fourth. After Rojas' second home run in the fourth inning, Brandon Sandoval and Riley Unruh became the first Bay Bears this season to hit back-to-back home runs. Jeremy Beasley got the win on the mound for Mobile after pitching 5 scoreless innings to start the game. Tonight, Pensacola once again hosts Mobile. First pitch set for 6:35 p.m.
Alabama linebacker Vandarius Cowan was dismissed from the football team on Monday. In a statement released by the school, head coach Nick Saban attributed Cowan's dismissal to a violation of team rules. The rising sophomore was recently charged with misdemeanor assault following a fight at High Tide Bar in Tuscaloosa on June the 23rd. Cowan played in 7 games and made 2 tackles in his freshman season. At Wimbledon, defending champion Roger Federer advanced to the quarterfinals for the 16th time in his career in a straight sets win over Adrian Mannarino.
After 1:45, Federer with 3 match points.
Game, 7 match points.
And still unbroken at these championships, ready for the quarterfinals.
Two-time champ Rafael Nadal also advanced. He defeated Jiří Veselý on Monday. Novak Djokovic moves into the next round, as well as American John Isner. In the women's singles tournament, 7-time champion Serena Williams cruised into the quarterfinals.
I have a long way to go. I'm just only in the quarterfinals, and then, you know, it's not about wrapping up a win. It's not at all. You know, I have a long way to go. It's like all the other women that are still in the draw.
The only remaining top 10 seed, Karolina Pliskova, is out after she lost to Kiki Bertens. 11th seed Angelique Kerber is now the highest seeded player remaining in the quarterfinals after she defeated Belinda Bencic to advance. In the NBA, LeBron James is officially a Los Angeles Laker. On Monday, James signed a 4-year contract for $153 million. Lakers president of basketball operations Magic Johnson released a statement saying the signing of LeBron is, quote, a huge step closer to returning the Lakers to the playoffs and to the NBA Finals. 7:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the famous Butch Burger. Head over to Butch Cassidy's at the corner of North Florida Street at Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Sham Drive in Hillingdale, they've got an accident with injuries. Airport in Dawes and Government of McVeigh, older accident still in the final clearing stages. We look good to westbound lanes of I-10. If you're traveling now from downtown all the way to the 65 split through the tunnels, you haven't had any delays yet this morning. Parking in the Park is back again this Saturday and every Saturday till the end of July from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop by for your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy skies today with scattered thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, a few evening thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, scattered afternoon thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, bachelorservice.com. Certification 17070.
Mobile needs a tough conservative judge to keep our family safe, and the choice is clear. Conservative Harry Satterwhite has been a member of the Republican Executive Committee for almost 2 decades. He's a local ball coach and has been a conservative lawyer in Mobile for the last 25 years. Harry's opponent, Brandi Hambright, spent her career working for criminals. As a criminal defense lawyer and member of the criminal defense bar for the last 18 years, Hambright has been working to put criminals back on the streets. Harry Satterwhite is not working for the criminals. In fact, Satterwhite has never made a living representing criminals. Harry Satterwhite is a pro-life, Second Amendment, tough on crime conservative. On July 17th, vote for the candidate who is not working for the criminals. Vote conservative, Harry Satterwhite, for circuit judge.
Paid for by Satterwhite for Judge, 1325 Dolphin Street, Mobile, 36604.
755 FM Talk 1065. More details on Brett Kavanaugh coming up next hour. Quinn Hillier joins us. We'll talk about who President Trump nominated last night for the Supreme Court. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly Finley.
And I have to say kudos to your wife, Mama Sullivan, with the tweet of the day. I totally get it. If you follow me at Kelly K2K Finley, you'll understand. Every parent understands this tweet. Indeed. All right, so we're just 1 week out from the July 17th primary runoff, and Alabama Attorney General candidate Troy King says he's filed a formal ethics commission complaint against the funding method, which has garnered more than $400,000 to Attorney General Steve Marshall's campaign. King calls a transfer of money, quote, intentional, willful, and flagrant violations of Alabama's Fair Campaign Finances Act. And he wants the Ethics Commission to rule these acts as illegal and seek criminal charges against Marshall and his campaign leadership. And he wants charges against the National Republican Attorneys General Association, known as RAGA, to be filed. You see, that association has given Marshall, the incumbent, more than $400,000 during the primary season. King's allegation is that moving money from Political Action Committee, also known as PAC, so from moving money from PAC to PAC and then giving it to an Alabama candidate, that violates Alabama law, even if it's done by a national organization outside the state, which in turn makes it harder for us, the voters, to see exactly who's financing a campaign and what they may want in exchange. Attorney General Steve Marshall's campaign office has issued a statement saying, quote, we are pleased to have received support from the RAGA Action Fund and trust that they have complied with Alabama law. And speaking of the AG, he will join us this Friday morning right here on Mobile Mornings. We'll talk about this and more when it comes to the upcoming July 17th primary runoff. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.